This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Voice Activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that gives you voice control of your Bluetooth-enabled mobile phone and most MP3 players. And Sync features turn-by-turn directions, 911 assist, real-time traffic and weather, music with the sound of your voice, and your text messages read aloud. All hands-free so you can keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
On Friday's Page One, 13 ethics charges against New York Congressman Charles Rangel. Many Democrats wanted him to settle the case and avoid televised hearings. In Afghanistan, a strategic province where the Taliban has a lot more than a foothold. And fraud charges against Texas billionaires Sam and Charles Wiley. The SEC says they pocketed $550 million in undisclosed gains. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the House Ethics Committee laid out 13 charges against Congressman Charles Rangel. The allegations came as Rangel's lawyers worked on a plea deal. Many Democrats wanted him to settle the case and avoid televised hearings between now and the November elections. Rangel is accused of failing to report rental income from vacation property in the Dominican Republic. He's also accused of not listing $600,000 worth of assets on congressional financial disclosure forms. In Afghanistan, the strategic province of Baghlan is slipping away. Unemployment is high and the government isn't providing services, so people are turning to the Taliban for jobs. The Taliban call the shots in other ways. They've banned cell phones at night. The main cell phone company simply shut down the antennas until morning. Last week, 80 Taliban fighters took over the main bazaar in one unstable district. The gun battle there lasted several hours and police drove the insurgents out, but 8 officers were killed after they ran out of ammunition. In the Gulf, the oil on the surface appears to be dissipating, but the notion of recovery strikes a lot of people there as naive. They say the Gulf was in trouble long ago. There are around 4,000 oil and gas platforms in the Gulf, along with thousands of miles of pipeline. Over the years, at least 500,000 barrels of oil and drilling fluids have spilled into the Gulf, and that was before the Deepwater Horizon rig exploded back in April. The SEC charged Texas billionaires Sam and Charles Wiley with fraud. The commission says they pocketed $550 million in undisclosed gains. They sold their Sterling Software Corporation for $4 billion in stock back in 2000. Since then, they've been known for big donations to conservative causes, but the SEC also charged them with insider trading violations, mostly involving 4 companies where they were directors. The SEC says they made $31 million from that. A company that sells frozen food to people who own reptiles issued a recall, this amid an outbreak of salmonella here and in Britain. Some 400 people have gotten sick. Many are children of snake owners. The illnesses have been traced to frozen mice sold as pet food on the internet. Buying frozen mice saves owners time and trouble. It also saves them from having to watch their snakes kill the mice. A company called Mice Direct announced the recall. It says it's going to irradiate future shipments to kill infectious bacteria. Friday's Page One looks at a med school that admits students who skipped organic chemistry and physics. Mount Sinai Medical School here in New York promises slots to 35 humanities majors with a 3.5 GPA. Dean Nathan Case says they do about as well in med school as students who'd gone through the traditional pre-med curriculum. That could add to the debate about whether doctors who do well in science are short on bedside manners. We'll go inside Friday's Times after this.
This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Voice Activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that gives you voice control of your Bluetooth-enabled mobile phone and most MP3 players. And Sync features turn-by-turn directions, 911 assist, real-time traffic and weather, music with the sound of your voice, and your text messages read aloud. All hands-free so you can keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, details, visit SinkMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Friday's Times, the Turkish parliament passed a bill reducing the sentences of hundreds of teenage Kurdish separatists. Some were guilty of nothing more than attending demonstrations. The Turkish government wants to defuse the tension. Last month, Kurdish separatists ended a 14-month ceasefire. That prompted a series of attacks on Turkish soldiers. Anger flared in Arizona in the wake of the ruling that blocked a state immigration law. Judge Susan Bolton received death threats, and protesters took to the streets. Times reporter Randall Archibald updates the case.
The case largely shifts to the legal arena now. Governor Brewer is filing an appeal on an expedited basis. Basically, they're asking the court to speed up their ruling, which could still take several weeks to hear the case. But it seems like Judge Bolton's ruling will largely be taken to the campaign trail and discussed pretty widely there as well. Senator John McCain, who's running for re-election, put out a statement with his counterpart, Senator John Kyle, who's not running, basically condemning Judge Bolton's ruling. But the case didn't settle the matter. It was really the first round, the opening bell of a very long legal fight.
Times reporter Randall Archibald. Military suicides are at a record high. The stress of repeated deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan is not the only factor. A new report faults commanders for failing to recognize or disregarding high-risk behavior among soldiers. What if you traveled hundreds of miles to be in four states at one time and got only two? Four Corners is the spot where Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah come together. The monument there is under construction. The Navajo Nation, which manages Four Corners, posts the work schedule. But a lot of tourists don't bother to check the website before they leave home. Ellen DeGeneres is leaving American Idol. She has 4 years left on her contract with America's top-rated reality show, but Fox says she's leaving immediately. That means she won't appear at the auditions this summer. She's following Simon Cowell, who departed at the end of the season in May.
Russians know how to handle the cold, but the heat, that's another story, and there has never been heat like this.
Reporter Clifford Levy in Moscow.
Today in Moscow, it was over 100 degrees, a record. Making things worse, a shroud of smoke has descended on the city. It's from fires in dried-out peat bogs, and deaths from drowning have soared as people, sometimes intoxicated, seek ways to cool down. Even the fish farms are suffering. Tons of trout have died because the water in the breeding ponds was too warm.
Times reporter Clifford Levy. And to cool things off, the music is from a Russian opera called The Snow Maiden. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.